from the NCHC.TV studios, IceTimeHockeyWest.com presents the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast, brought to you by Liberty University. Bring your faith and your game to the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast. See us at liberty.edu. Indiana Tech University. For ticket and schedule information for the two-time ACHA national champions, go to IndianaTechWarriors.com. Jesse Ray's Barbecue at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. For lunch or catering your next office party, we are the best of barbecue Las Vegas style. University of Georgia Hockey. Power school athletics tradition, college town atmosphere, and the building of a program like no other at ugahockey.com. College Hockey, Inc., growing the game at the college level and beyond. Adrian College, championship hockey culture and a nationally rated small school education at adrianbulldogs.com. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos. With Caesars Rewards, members can enjoy rates as low as $10 a room. Maryville University, the big city style of St. Louis with a small school education. For more information, visit us at MarylandSaints.com or at Maryville.edu. Jets Pizza. Go to JetsPizza.com to find the nearest location to you. University of Mary Hockey. Top flight hockey, intense rivalries, and championship aspirations. For schedule and tickets, go to GoUMary.com. The Caesars Sportsbook app. The only app that lets you earn Caesars rewards, but please play responsibly. FedEx, the official shipping company of Icetime Hockey West. The American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast is a part of the IcetimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Stephen Marsh.
All right, welcome in, hockey fans, to day three of the ACHA M1 National Tournament. Scott Strandy with you today in Maryland Heights, Missouri, just a suburb of St. Louis. My co-host is always joining me from that big, beautiful championship city, and now we can call it trade capital of the NHL, Las Vegas, Nevada. Stephen Marsh is with me. Stephen, how are you? Have you slept a wink yet? Are you too busy putting everything together? How are things?
Oh, I'm just doing just splendid at this early hour.
Oh, are you? Okay. Early hour. It's only 7 o'clock there.
Only 7 o'clock, yeah.
I was up till 11 last night, actually midnight last night before I finally
so
got
was
done
I,
the
but
cool
I was
games.
Up, but so was I. 11 o'clock Pacific time.
I love it. It's about the world of hockey.
I love the
right
West
now.
Coast. I love the West Coast, but right now it's it's killing me because it's earlier for me than it is for you. But
well, let me tell you, the action at the Centene Community Ice Center yesterday was nothing short of phenomenal, as
you
would expect.
Have you had your fix yet of games?
No, not yet.
Good. I'm glad you say that because you got four more today. You got four more on Sunday, two more on Monday, and one more on Tuesday.
I have not seen all the teams yet. Today I will get a chance to see 5 through 8, which I'll look forward to seeing as well, starting with UNLV here in about a little over an hour. And then we'll see Maryville. Then we'll see Liberty.
I'll be interested.
Then we'll see Ohio.
Yeah.
All for the first time.
Yeah, kind of how it works out in the format. And this was typically the day in the past where the 5 through 12 seeds would match up. Of course, this year it's 5 through 8 seeds. And then they play the winners of the games at on Thursday, four of the games on Thursday. And yeah.
So actually, Stephen, these are the guys that don't get any days off. Because everybody else has had a day off except 5 through 8. And I think that's why it was so important for teams to try to get 1 through 4, because now it's game today, quarterfinal Sunday. If you make it into the semifinal, that's Monday. And then the championship game is Tuesday. So if you're 5 through 8, man, you got to put it in gear right now and move on. But let me recap what I saw yesterday. I'll let you go through the scores in a minute, but, let me tell you what my eyes saw on the ice.
Does parity still exist?
Yeah, well, to a certain extent. The parity came in with number 20, Pittsburgh, taking care of Jamestown. This Pittsburgh team just clogs up the middle of the ice. They know where the blue line is. They know how to use it. And they just simply frustrate you. And I talked to several coaches yesterday that have watched them play, and they said, yeah, they're just like, they're hard to play against because you can never get any flow against them. They just keep cutting you down. And if you, and if they score and get a lead, oh, they're almost impossible to beat. So the idea is, you, if you're going to beat Pittsburgh, you got to score first and make them have to chase the game. So that was game one. Game two was UCO, who was a team on a mission, as we've been talking about. Michael Rivera and the guys came in. They knew what they had to do. They were very businesslike in their approach, and they did what they had to do. Game three was Adrian, and the Adrian Bulldogs are the epitome of businesslike. I mean, it is like, this is what we're going to do, and you're going to like it. And that's what they do. They just take it to you. And then Minot State, goodness, there's a reason why they're the defending champion and the number one team. They played like it last night, Stephen. They completely dominated play. They
that's to say it mildly.
Yeah, I asked Coach, and you'll hear him here in just a few minutes. I said, best defense is a good offense. Best offense is a good defense. Where is it, Coach? And he said, well, we know how many minutes there are in a game, and I'm paraphrasing now. He goes, we know how many minutes there are in a game, and our goal is to get the lead and then just control the puck. Control the puck they did. That's a good Grand Canyon team that they played last night that's really on the rise, and they didn't even muster 10 shots. They just didn't have the puck enough to shoot it. So what I witnessed.
The 37-8 were the final shots on goal between Minot State and Grand Canyon.
Yeah, it was crazy. Before we go any further, I do want to I reached out to Danny Roy yet. I haven't heard back from him, but one of his players, Sean Spring, was injured and unfortunately taken by ambulance, I assume, to a St. Louis hospital. So our thoughts and prayers are with the Grand Canyon team and Sean Spring and his family. A kid from Lowell, Massachusetts. I don't know the details. Don't know, but all I know is what I saw in the tunnel was a lot of people hurrying to make sure he got the best care possible. So our fingers are crossed and our prayers are out there for Sean and his family, hoping that everything turned out well and it was mostly precautionary, but I don't know. So when I hear something from Danny, if he allows me to say it, I will pass it on so everybody can see it. It kind of happened suddenly. So the other thing, Stephen, that you would have loved, the Minot State fans were by far the most dominant so far in the tournament. And they brought a some sort of homemade manufactured horn that makes the cowbell sound like nothing.
No.
It was so loud and so irritating. I guess the ACHA people said, yeah, from now on, you're not bringing that into the building.
So
that's how loud it was. I was going to take sound of it last night, but I just never got it done because there was obviously so many things going on. But goodness gracious, they support their team. Kudos for that. But it was obnoxious, and it would have driven you completely crazy.
Well, it obviously drove the ACHA crazy because now they said no more.
Well, they were up in the seat. You know, Centene is pretty close to where they are in broadcasting, and I think it was interrupting their broadcasting. It was that loud. Anyway, give us the scores from yesterday, and then I'll play some sound from each one. I've got a coach and a player from each team, so we got to get them through them all. Go ahead. Give us the scores from yesterday.
Well, we could just go game by game. We could talk about the score, and then you can play the video, the sound from that game, so we can just go that way.
First one
was Pittsburgh and Jamestown. Scoreless after one. Each team gets a goal in the second period, and Pittsburgh then took over and controlled the third period with three goals for a final score of 4-1. Final shots on goal, 35-22 in that one.
Okay, this one, because it was such a big upset, I'm going to play the sound of the guys coming into the locker room. So this is raw. So I didn't do this on purpose, but here they are. I just want you to hear what it sounded like as they came to the locker room.
Is there a language warning here?
What do you think, Steven? You think they were a little excited?
it didn't seem that way.
Oh, my goodness. That was the biggest win in program history, I was told by Coach Rulnick afterwards. So he was really impressed with what his players did. Here he is. Here's the coach talking about the game afterwards.
All right, we have our first quarterfinal team with the Pitt Panthers. The number 20 Pitt Panthers just took down number 4, Jamestown. Coach Stu Rulnick is with me. Coach, I said we do this a little bit frequently now. Can we do it a few more times?
Absolutely. I'd love that to happen.
All right. Tell me about the style today, because you guys really clogged up the middle again. I thought your neutral zone play was unbelievable. I thought your defensive play. Personally, I always scream at teams that don't use the blue line to their advantage, and you're one of the best at it. What's the secret to that?
We work on that a lot because of our transition. We try to, if we can be a transitional team like that, we can be successful. It's when we let the teams get speed to the neutral zone that it just kills us. So we wanted to make sure we did that today, and we did.
Great teams start with great goaltenders. Devin Barisi was unbelievable again today for you. How important is he for the success of the Panthers?
Well, it's huge for him because he struggled all year long, and he has just come along, and I love to see it because he's a senior, and we're going to jump on his back and hopefully ride him all the way to the end.
You knew you had Jamestown coming in. You knew their style. We talked about it yesterday. Did you play it to the perfection that you wanted?
I think that was probably the best game we played. It's honestly the highest-ranked team we've ever beaten. They're very, very good. I mean, I thought that our guys played under control. We had to stay out of the box. The goal that they got, obviously, was a power play goal. But as far as the team game, I thought they played excellent.
Okay, it's quarterfinal Sunday, which means you get Saturday off. Devin was telling me you guys got some plans to see St. Louis and get a little rest.
Yeah, we're going to go around. I mean, the boys are going to enjoy a little bit tonight. We're going to go around and see the Arch and try to go see Busch Stadium and just relax a little bit tomorrow. I think we have a practice, too, and then hopefully go into Sunday.
Same game plan for Sunday with the quarterfinal matchup?
Well, it all depends on who we play. I mean, I'm not sure who it's going to be yet, but we played UNLV 2 years ago here. It was a good matchup, so I'm not really sure who we're playing, but we have that effort. That's really matter.
I asked you yesterday about parity. I mean, that's the name of the game this year, I think, is parity, and you guys proved it again. It doesn't matter what number's next to your name. It's just go play the game, right?
Yeah, and there's some, like I said, Jameson is a very, very good team. I have nothing but respect for them. It was just, we had a couple bounces went our way, and a lot of the times this year it didn't, so it was awesome to have it happen today.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck on Sunday. We'll see you then.
Coach Stu Rulnick from the Pitt Panthers, Stephen.
I also toured. I also went by Busch Stadium in the Arch when I was there a couple of years ago. So
it's a tourist attraction. Yeah. And again, there you go. It's today off for them, which is a big, big advantage moving forward, I think. All right, let's hear from the goaltender, Devin Barisi, who has been phenomenal for Pitt. He struggled, as admittedly Coach said, but boy, they're riding him right now, riding him hard. So here we go. Here's Devin.
Hi, welcome in, American Collegiate Hockey Podcast, the ACHA National Tournament. We have our first team into the quarterfinals on quarterfinal Sunday. It's the Pitt Panthers, the number 20 seed. I've got their goaltender, Devin Barisi, with me. Devin, congratulations. What an outstanding game, not only from you, but your entire team.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was the boys battled. They just did the little things right, and we got it done today, so...
What do you do to prepare for a team like Jamestown when you're coming in after you beat the number 13 team in Arizona yesterday? What did you do differently, or did you not do anything differently?
Nothing. Yeah, we didn't change a thing. We just kept it simple. Just made the smart plays and just kept the pressure up all the time.
One of the things I see from your team is you do a really good job in the neutral zone. You kind of clog things up, and nobody can really get any momentum against you. Does that help you as a goaltender?
Absolutely. Yeah, it makes my job a whole lot easier. Slows things down a bit. So,
tell me about Pitt Panther hockey. How good are you guys?
We're an underdog for sure, but we don't play like it. He's got a lot of heart, and that's what we carry in every game. So,
okay, your style. What's your goaltending style? You look calm, cool, collected, all of those things. What do you try to do when you're on the ice?
Try not to think too much. I have confidence. I've done this once or twice, so I just try to remember just keep it simple. So.
Tell me about being in St. Louis. How good is it to be here, get an opportunity to play here at the Centene Community Center?
Oh, yeah. It's a great facility, super professional. you know, we're going on a trip tomorrow to see St. Louis and, you know, figure out what it's all about. So it's been a great time, and we're happy to be here. So.
That day off is coming up, and then you get quarterfinal Sunday. You got some plans, you said, for the day off. But how important is that day of rest?
You know, it's good. You know, we're still going to, like, try and move around a little bit, keep the legs kind of fresh. You know, just kind of regroup and get our wind back and prepare for the next one. So.
Tell me about your offense in this team. It doesn't have to do a lot when you got great goaltending, but when it does it right, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we all feed off each other. You know, everyone has the skill. You know, if I go down, they pick me up. If they're going down, I pick them up. So, you know, we just all have each other's backs, and they're able to put in the net, as you can see today. So,
speaking of number four, they went down, and now you guys have a good look at the quarterfinal round. How far can you guys go? Can you win this whole thing?
Oh, yeah, that's our goal. So, one day at a time.
Devin, I appreciate your time. Good luck
the rest of the
way.
Thank you very much.
Devin Barisi, when you see this, when you post this on our new Instagram page, you will find nothing but smiles from Coach Rulnick and Devin Barisi. What an outstanding job he did. Jamestown is loaded with talent and firepower. That's why they're number four. And they came at him with everything they had, but the goaltending was the key, Stephen.
Yes, goaltending is key in tournaments like this where you have to put together a run of several games in several days, and you really need a goal. It seems like to really give yourself a good chance to win, you really need strong goaltending. I mean, I saw it in person a couple of years ago. You know, I mean, it just comes down to that. And even last year, thinking about UNLV's matchup with Liberty and how much they got stymied by Liberty's goaltender in that game before they Liberty beat UNLV and knocked them out. So,
and by the way, he's still around, Mr. Vorostek. We're gonna see him today.
Oh yeah, he's still around.
Anyway,
you're gonna see him today. You're gonna, it's gonna be a good day of action. But yeah, no, Pittsburgh and I texted you after. I said the team that's probably happy about this, but then I'm thinking about maybe not, because Pittsburgh's red hot team right now is UNLV. Of course, UNLV can't overlook their game today, but should they win, this quarterfinal Sunday is setting up a little bit better for them as they're playing Pittsburgh. But then again, is Pittsburgh? Do you want to play a team like Pittsburgh that's going
to
be kind of...
Well, I'll tell you right now, you better move the puck side to side, because they clog up the middle as good as any team I've seen in college hockey, and that's NCAA or ACHA. So the Pitt Panthers are for real. There's a reason why they're in the quarterfinals. They've done just an outstanding job. It's just a matter of how long can it hold up when they don't have the experience.
And this is an example. This is an example of the expanded field and how great it's been, because what it can bring. Because in the 20-team format, Pitt would have been not in. They would not have been in. They would have probably got bumped out from an auto bid. So, because
Oswego State would have took them out.
24 teams in there, and I'm sure Jamestown is probably wishing right now it was back to the old format, because they wouldn't have got knocked out by Pitt. But
okay, let's go to game two. Game two, we got to move along, because we got a lot to get through to here quickly. So UCO taking on who did they take on? Grand Valley State. That's who they took on. Score. Yeah.
Score was also 4-1, but this one in favor of the UCO Broncos. And
roll chose, as they tell me. Roll chose.
Yeah, that's what they say. All right. 4-1 the score. Here's what's interesting: 3-for-3 on the power play, so they were perfect on the power play. So they took advantage of their special teams opportunities. They got a goal in the first period, and there was no score in the third period. And then UCO outscored them 3-1 in the third period. So,
well, let me tell you, the UCO Broncos and the Adrian Bulldogs, I call them strictly businesslike so far. They knew what they were up against. They came out, they just imposed their will and did it. Minot State did a little differently. They just took control of the game and said, you're not playing with us. It's pretty much the way that one went. But here we go. Here's the head coach from UCO, Mike Rivera. And I asked Michael, I said, I always call you Michael. Do you want to be Michael or Mike? He goes, call me Mike. I said, okay, Mike it is. Here we go.
All right, folks, we got our second team in the quarterfinal Sunday matchups. We got the guys from UCO, Roll Joes, right, Mike Rivera?
That's right.
Okay, you told me before the game, you said, this is going to be a tough one. it wasn't easy all the way to the end. I know the scoreboard shows a 4-1 victory, but it wasn't easy until the very end, was it?
No, not at all. I think their goaltender, Nadal, did a great job of keeping them in the game. We had lots of chances in that second period. Couldn't capitalize. We came out. You could see our nerves. We didn't take care of pucks. We didn't stick to the game plan right away. But we kind of found our legs, found our way, and at the end of the day, you just got to find a way to win.
You know, this is a one-at-a-time type of process, but it's also a one-and-a-done. You've been here before. You've played through it before. What's up next in the quarterfinals?
So we'll be playing the winner of Purdue Northwest and Maryville, so another tough test. So now, you know, what we do is we go back, we watch the film, we look at the mistakes that we made, try to fix those, get some pre-scout, get lots of food, lots of fluids in us. We get the day off tomorrow and start prepping for Sunday.
Goaltending was great again. I thought he was outstanding on the saves that he had to make. Your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, it's really tough for a goaltender when you see one shot in the second period, you're kind of cold, and you come out in the third, they start taking it to us right off the hop, and they have a backdoor opportunity. Dougie's got to basically save the game. It was the play of the game to me because we go right down the other side and score on the power play right after that. So to me, you know, he was the difference maker tonight.
When you look at your offense, it's so potent, but boy, number 12 is the guy that leads that group, isn't it?
Yeah, he's, you know, he's a smooth, silky player out there. You know, he's got a good IQ as well. He makes plays. He's heavy. He's not afraid to play in the tough areas. He can score all kinds of different ways. He can get greasy ones, and he can score the nice ones.
And of course, we're talking about Sam Sykes. Is he the epitome of UCO hockey when you look at a player that you want?
He's definitely fits the brand really well. You know, he's a hard-nosed, fast player that's willing to do all the little things and always willing to find a way. He's tough. Yeah, I mean, as far as the Bronco identity goes, that kid embodies it to a T.
You know, I know you're happy to be back here in St. Louis. I know they do a terrific job. This building's great. Just your thoughts again, if you can, for our listeners that might not know how good Centene Community Ice Center is.
I've been to quite a few national tournaments over the past 10 years, luckily, and, you know, there's been some great venues, but for me, this is the top venue that we've been to. It's nice, it's brand new, there's a lot of space for the teams to operate down in the locker room area. We're not on top of each other. The ice is great, the glass is great, I mean, everything's top-notch here. The food out there is great, I mean, it's a great facility for this event.
I know you worry about UCO hockey and UCO hockey first and foremost, but when you watch that game before you today and you're seeing a team like Pitt play, what's going through your head as a coach and knows you have a tough game coming up?
Never look past anybody. Not to say that Jamestown did by any means, but at the end of the day, with the parity in this league, anybody can beat anybody, and so you got to bring your best game every single night. And that was the emphasis of the guys, you know, going into this. It's like, hey, we got to play our game because this team is perfectly capable of taking this away from us and ruining everything that we worked for this year. So, you know, you can't win a game in the first period, but you can lose a game, so you got to come out the right way.
Mike, thanks for your time. Enjoy the day off, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Thank you.
Mike Guerrero, been there, done that, as they say. Your thoughts on
the T-shirt?
Steven?
And got the T-shirt probably too.
And got the T-shirt as well. Yep.
It's they are an experienced team. It's not surprising that he says that he likes that venue. Obviously it's a great venue, but they've had some success there, obviously, with the run they had a couple of years ago. Didn't win the whole thing, but obviously had the pretty quiet, and they had to do it in the position that we're talking about today, where you're a 5-8 an 8, because I think they were 6
good
that
point.
Year. They were 6
good
that
point.
Year, and they ended up having to play obviously all those overtimes and stuff. So it was it can happen, of course, but you get to that last game and they were probably wore out because they hadn't had a day off. Then they had to play all that extra hockey, but you know, he talked about it in that interview about the importance of, you know, getting your fluids in you and the rest and everything. So it's, you know, so that now they are going to have a day in between and prepare for whoever they're going to face next, which we'll find out today. But, they're certainly one of the favorites to win the whole thing. So,
okay. Let's hear from, their leader, the epitome, the ultimate role cho in Sam Sykes.
All right, welcome back in, ACHA hockey fans, to the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast. Scott Strandy with you today, and I've got a guy with the epitome, I call him, of UCO hockey, Sam Sykes. Sam, congratulations on the victory. Now you move on to quarterfinal Sunday. You guys have been there before. How much did this this one mean to you tonight?
Yeah, I mean, everyone, especially here, matters a lot. So, you know, we've got to take it game by game. But like you said, you know, half our team's been here before. So this game's just showing the young guys, getting the nerves out, showing them the ropes. And, you know, we expect to be here. So,
you know, it's a one-and-done type tournament. But when you're able to get that game out of the way initially, does it ease the tension just a little bit, even though you've been here before?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, half the team's new here this year. And, you know, half the boys been here. We have had some success at this rink before, but definitely nice to get the first one out of the way and get a nice day off and, you know, get the nerves out of the way. So,
you know, you guys played the second game. So you had a chance to watch your first game. You see an upset, a 20-ranked team coming in. What's going through your head? Are you thinking, hey, we got to take care of business?
I mean, you know, yeah, we noticed it, but, you know, it matters on what we do, not what anybody else does. So we went into the game the same way, you know. But I think that just put a little more fire on our bellies. You know, anything can happen here, so we just got to take care of our business. So.
You guys have had a really difficult season as far as the competition you've played. You've been all over the place. How much has that prepared you for this tournament in particular?
Yeah, no, we definitely played a tough division. Most of our teams in the top 30, I think maybe top 25 even. So, you know, we know we play tough opponents all year, and most of them are here at this tournament here, so we might even run into a couple. So. You know, it's definitely prepared us a lot. You know, we're used to tough games and close games, and we're comfortable playing in those. So.
Tournament time, it comes down to goaltending, it comes down to specialty teams, but your offense is pretty steady. Tell me a little bit about the specialty teams and what that means to UCO hockey.
Yeah, no, we pride ourselves on our special teams. You know, our kill is everything. We kind of call it a power kill. So, and then we you know, huge power play goals this tonight. The difference here is, of course, like you said, goaltending, and Doug's the backbone of our team. So yeah, no, it's great to have him back there, knowing that he's gonna stop those pucks. So.
All right, well, to finish up with me on this one, your style of play is kind of infectious. You're all over the ice. Coach says you don't back down to anybody, you go to the dirty areas. When did that start for you?
Probably at a young age, but noticed it a lot in juniors, but just always being the small guy. You know, you had to find a different way of finding success. So, you know, playing fast, not backing down, like you said, to anybody, and just getting in those dirty areas. You know, just being the small guy.
Sam, I appreciate your time. Good luck the rest of the way, okay?
Awesome, thank you.
Good thing we're
Sam
not on
Sykes.
Sam Sykes. Yeah, good thing we're not on regular radio here. We're probably breaking a couple of FCC violations this morning. But
he's a really good kid. He was just excited, and
that's the raw emotion.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is. Remember, these interviews are done you know, 10 minutes after the game. As soon as that cooling off period's over, they're out to talk to me. So I appreciate that. Your thoughts on UCO getting it done?
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a surprise. I mean, you know, I mean, it's a 4-1 game. So you think, oh, it was really a close game. I mean, you know, UCO, obviously, a little bit of a feeling out for them. This was their first game of the tournament, and Grand Valley State had played yesterday. But you know, I mean, they did what they needed to do. They got the job done. Now they'll have a day in between, you know, and then they'll play on Sunday. One of my favorite days of the tournament, quarterfinal Sunday.
It's always the best. All right, let's take a quick break. Let's come back. We got to talk about Adrian and their success. We got to talk about Minot Stave and their success. We'll be right back.
Championship pedigree, world-class coaching, and first-class facilities are all a part of the ACHA experience at Adrian College. The Bulldogs look to raise their third national championship banner in the last 5 years at Arrington Ice Arena. The best facilities in all college hockey. Get a big school hockey feel with all of the educational advantages of a private education. For more information, go to adrianbulldogs.com or adrian.edu.
The University of Arizona Wildcats return to the Tucson Arena September 29th. Join the tradition and become a part of the legacy of hockey in the Old Pueblo. Cheer on your 5-time Cactus Cup champions as the Wildcats pursue a national championship after a promising offseason of key roster additions. Visit ArizonaWildcatHockey.org for schedule and ticket information, and follow us on social media. Bear down and rise up.
Looking to find the right place to fit your academic needs with a chance to play championship-level college hockey? Then Indiana Tech could just be that place. In less than a decade, the Warriors have played for two national championships, appeared in the last four national tournaments, and won six regular season and conference tournaments. Off the ice, majors in not just the tech fields, but communications, criminal justice, and more, can get your career off to that same kind of championship start. For more information, visit us online at IndianaTechWarriors.com or at IndianaTech.edu. Play at the premier ACHA D1 men's program on the East Coast and prepare yourself for life and career at Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Sellout crowds, top competition, and championship aspirations await you on our picturesque campus with state-of-the-art facilities, gifted faculty, and over 700 programs of study to help you make an impact on and off the ice, as well as your community training as a champion for Christ. Your faith in yourself and your beliefs are equally as strong. See if Liberty Hockey and Liberty University is right for you. Visit us at liberty.edu. New challenges, new level, same quest. Join us at the University of Mary for the 2023-24 hockey season as the two-time ACHA M2 champions. Bring that championship pedigree to the M1 level. Watch the Marauders take on rivals Minot State, Jamestown University, and national powers Missouri State, Illinois State, and Colorado State as they look to add to their hockey legacy. Head to GoUMary.com to find out how you can support University of Mary Hockey. Experience the best of academics and athletics at Minot State University. At Minot State, we're not just a team. We're a family united by passion and determination. Achieve your academic goals while thriving in a supportive community. With a commitment to excellence both on and off the ice, we're shaping leaders. With an 11-to-1 student-faculty ratio, over 1,200 scholarships awarded annually, and in-state tuition for all students. Experience education that goes beyond textbooks, propelling you towards a brighter future. Join Minot State University and be part of a legacy of success. Discover your potential at Minot State. Learn more at minotstateu.edu. Minot State University. Be seen, be heard, be you. As a premier ACHA M1 university, UNLV offers a unique chance to play college hockey. Experience a pro setting in Hockey Mad Las Vegas while you earn your degree in any of our over 300 majors in one of the world's destination cities. If this sounds right for you, then visit us at rebelhockey.com to get your future started today. When you put on that Central Oklahoma Broncos jersey, you represent a championship culture on the ice and in the classroom. Two-time ACHA M1 national champions, four-time WCHL champions, and named a Best in the West college by U.S. News and World Report, UCO hits all of the benchmarks for an elite college hockey experience. Our Edmond, Oklahoma campus, which is just minutes from downtown Oklahoma City, has over 100 areas of study, and over 200 student organizations to help you find your fit. Whether it's our stunning 210-acre campus or our NCAA-level hockey environment, go to uco.edu or ucohockey.com and see if Oklahoma's Metropolitan University is for you. Looking for the big school college hockey experience in a small school setting? Then Maryville University, located in St. Louis, Missouri, could be for you. Fielding five teams across all divisions of the ACHA since 2018 and playing just minutes from campus in the 1,000-plus seat Maryville University Hockey Center, the Saints enjoy a first-class athletic experience as they compete against ACHA powers like Ohio, Liberty, Minot State, and Illinois State. For more information about all things Maryville, visit maryville.edu.
Welcome back to another segment of ITHSW Podcast's American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast.
Indeed it is, the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 Podcast. Stumbled over words today. Scott Strandy with you in Maryland Heights, Missouri.
You should be wide awake. It's 9-something there. Oh, I should be the one stumbling here at 7:35 in the morning.
I don't want to hear about it. It's day three of the M1 National Tournament. This will be the first time we'll be able to see four teams play. Watch the rest of them already, so we'll get into that in just a minute. But yesterday, saw teams 1 through 4 in the seeding process play. Game three of the night was Adrian taking on their old foe, Calvin. And I asked Gary Stallis, you'll hear this in just a minute. I said, is it harder to play somebody you know very well, like Calvin, or is it harder to play a team you don't know? So, well, let's jump in. Let's talk to Gary Stallis and get his thoughts on a nice victory.
ACHA hockey fans to the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast. It's another team in the quarterfinals, a familiar one, the Adrian Bulldogs. I got head coach Gary Stallis with me. Coach, they're never easy. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, it was tough all the way to the end. You know, Mike has a great group over there at Calvin, and they came out in the third with no quit. And it's a nail-biter all the way to the end, and I'm glad we came out on top.
Is it easier to play a team like Calvin that you're familiar with, or would you rather play somebody that you're not quite familiar with?
You know what, I'm not sure. You know, we obviously they're in our conference, and we take a lot of pride in our conference games, and it's and you know, we're also an MIAA, you know, rivalry as well for our other sports. So, you know, there's a good tradition there, there's a good rivalry there, and there's nothing but respect between these two teams for sure.
Tell me about the style you played then. I thought you came out very physical. I'm probably as physical as I've seen you play. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, I think our guys were antsy, right? Like, we went and watched Indiana Tech and Calvin play yesterday, and our guys are chomping at the bit. So I think it's probably just a little bit of excitement, a little bit of nerves.
That opened up the ice, it seemed, though. I think that you maybe put them on their heels just a bit. Did it feel that way in the second, third period, that maybe you got them on your heels?
Well, I thought we generated a lot of offense there. I think probably after those first 7 or 8 minutes, we kind of settled in. And you probably saw, you know, those last 12 or 13 minutes of the first, and that trickled into, you know, the first half of the second. And I thought that's probably where we generated our most offense. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunity, and their goalie played well, and our goalie played really well, too. I mean, it was a good game.
When you look at the this round and you see what happened in the first game to Jamestown, and the first thing you got to think of is parity and how everybody can beat anybody. Is it a little different on the bench when you see that go down 2 games earlier?
I mean, our guys are well aware. They've been following the games. They've been seeing the upsets, and anyone can beat anyone. I've told numerous coaches here this is the deepest the ACHA has ever been in my 8 years here, and every game is going to be a battle. You got to compete and work hard and hopefully come out on top.
You get through this one. Now you got a day off. And then you get to come back in the quarterfinals on Sunday. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, we're gonna definitely use the day, right? I mean, it's that's why you work so hard to try and get that day off. And you know, we're definitely gonna be in the ice tubs. And it was a physical game. It was a hard game. So yeah. We'll hydrate. You know, we'll get in the ice tubs. We'll try and get our bodies ready for Sunday.
Okay, so you get to St. Louis again for this tournament. Just your thoughts on Centene and how nice it is to be back here.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it's the best facility. I hope we have it here every single year for forever. And you know, Brian Rand, he's got this down like clockwork. I mean, it's a beautiful facility, but everything is managed really well, and it's a smooth tournament. So you know, Brian and Russ and Craig, I mean, everyone, they do a really good job, and you know, we're very happy to be here for sure.
Gary, you talk about the parity, but we haven't had an overtime game yet, knock on wood, I guess. your thoughts on that things are getting settled in 60 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, that's good, too, because no one's waiting for the next game, right? But, I mean, just like you've seen the upsets. You've seen, you know, Pitt win, and a lot of different upsets here. I mean, anyone can beat anyone. You know, the parity is real, and I think kudos to the ACHA for expanding the tournament to 24 teams, because I think now you see, okay, it was a well-deserved expansion.
Coach, I appreciate your time as always. Good luck on Sunday. We'll see you then.
Thanks, Scott.
Gary Astolas, yeah, I was professional, well spoken, and just a class act.
Are you gonna
with Gary?
Yeah, are you gonna get into the ice tubs too after your
No. Leave that for the players. I don't need an ice tub.
Wow.
So speaking,
you're not,
of players,
not feeling sore after sitting by the ice taking all those pictures and walking around.
Yeah, I am, but the ice tubs are for the players. I just struggle through. Anyway, let's bring on the captain of the Adrian Bulldogs, Matteo DiGiulio. He said, just call me Teo. So you know what? Teo it is. Here we go.
All right, I've got the captain of the Adrian Bulldogs with me, ACHA hockey fans, for the ACH Top 20 podcast. Teo DiGiulio, have I got that right?
Yeah.
All right, I've been working on it, Teo. a familiar foe today for you and Calvin. Tell me about the style that you guys played. I thought you came up very physical in the first period. Is that something by design?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one of the things we pride ourselves in is playing a blue-collar type of game. We like to say that we're a bunch of skilled players who work hard and play hard. And, you know, that's pretty much our game plan every day, every shift we have. So, we work well.
Transitioning today, I thought you guys were really good, getting back from offense to defense, defense to offense. That's Adrian's style, though, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We want to play fast. We want to come at you hard and not give you a second to move.
End of the first period, you get two quick ones, kind of put them back on their heels a little bit, I think. Is that the momentum change that you were hoping for?
Yeah, 100%. Anytime you score a couple of quick ones is nice, but the last and first minutes of periods are definitely crucial to set the tone and create a little momentum.
I will start with your goaltender, though, and he was outstanding again today. Makes life easier for you guys, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. He's the best goalie in the country, if you ask me, and it's nice to have him between the pipes. I got the utmost confidence in him, and, you know, it's a blessing to have him now.
All right, you're off to the quarterfinals. You get a day off in between. How important is that day off?
It's big. It was one of our goals to finish top four this year for that day off. Give the minds, the legs a rest, so we'll just, you know, rest up and be ready to go for Saturday.
I think I know the answer to this one, but I'll ask it anyway. You guys prefer to play Adrian hockey and make everybody try to conform to you, as opposed to maybe trying to play the style of your opponent and take it away from them.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, we like to play hard. We like to play physical. We like to come at you fast. And we want to dictate the pace. We want people to have to play with us and not the other way around.
Been at Adrian for a few years now, graduated. Your thoughts on Adrian hockey and what makes it so special?
We need a lot of time for you to say that. I mean, everybody around the program is special, from the players we bring in to our coaching staff to our alumni to even our families who you know, set us up to go there and do everything for us hockey-wise and all growing up. I mean, it's a community. The school helps us out a lot, and it's just the culture we've built there. It's amazing, and I got nothing but great things to say about the place.
All right, final one for you. You got a great coach in Gary Astolas. He demands excellence, and looks like you guys meet it. Talk a little bit about Gary.
Yeah, like I said, you know, nothing but good things to say. I'm blessed to have had G for 4 years. He knows how to win. He knows how to treat the bench and treat his guys. And, you know, he's one of the best folks I've ever played for. And, again, I'm grateful to play for him.
Teo, thanks for the time. Good luck on Sunday and beyond.
Thank you.
There you go. Teo DiGiulio. Yeah, I can call him Teo. You like that, Steven?
Yeah, like you're on a first name basis with these guys, man. This is...
Love those guys.
You can call me bro now. You can call me bro.
It's so good. So Adrian wins it and moves on. Are you getting the theme here? There's two themes. There's parody and there's day off. Boy, does that mean a lot to these guys? And if you'd have seen the way Adrian came out, you would have said, oh, my goodness, they are going to need a day off because they came out just racking bodies for the first period.
Yeah, they did. And then they got the two goals late in the first period. Matteo getting one of them there, 18:06. And then Justin Jammer getting another one at 19 minutes of the period, so with 1 minute to go. So two goals within a minute, basically the last 2 minutes of play. And then in the second period, it's like they got their goals kind of in little little bunches here. They got the two goals in the first there, and then they got in the second period, they scored a goal 9:45 of the second, Blake Weidman. And then just a couple of minutes later, Sam Spate got a goal. So they got the two goals in the first period, kind of in a short window. And in the second period, they got the two goals in a short window. Then it looked like maybe it was heading for a shutout, but then Ethan Poole avoided the shutout with a power play goal for Calvin. So that's how we got to the 4-1 score. But yeah, I'm not surprised Adrian won. That day off is important. I mean, players look at it. It's important to have that day off.
Here's the thing though. If you're not going to get the day off, then I think if you can win and be successful today, like UNLV is up against with this early morning 10:15 start here Central Time, then you get a little more time because. You know, you'll have an early game, of course, on Sunday. But then once you shift to the evening, if you get to the semifinals, it's not till evening. And the championship game, of course, is evening. So if you can get through this first game or two as a 5-8, you got a little more time to kind of recoup your body. So not the best, but certainly not bad.
Well, if you're playing those first two games, because if you're playing later in the evening tonight, then you have to play late in the evening.
Yeah, it's just 24 hours.
Tomorrow. And then depending on what you are, you know, what you could play the earlier time or the later time. So it's, you know.
Correct.
It's.
Anyway, those are the two themes.
I mean, teams prepare to play three games in a row at times during the season.
Yes.
Playing four, maybe not so much, but yeah, the way it's the scheduling is, and if you can. And this is always a dangerous thing to try to do this because you don't want to take an opponent lightly. But if you try to manage your players and maybe you have two goaltenders you can rely on, but sometimes you just roll with the one because it's the guy that got you there. And, look, that's what GCU tried to do. They tried to roll the dice a little bit. They didn't play they played their senior goalie, which was, which we found out why. And he deserved that opportunity and played well. But the benefit to that was they were going to have their the other goaltender be fresh, have to play the next night, but obviously it didn't really matter in that case. But as we're going to go to that,
well, he was fresh and he was good. It's just Minot State's just a juggernaut. They were impressive, like I said, holding a team at like Grand Canyon to less than 10 shots, getting 30+ yourself.
You're not going to win a lot of hockey games if you're only able to get 8 shots on goal.
No, and here's what Minot did, and you'll hear it from Coach in just a second here, Wyatt Wasilenchuk and Carter Barley, the captain. They basically got the lead, and then they just kept the puck away. They dominate. They're so fast. They're so skilled. They're so strong. They're everything that you would want in your hockey team, and they execute. A lot of times you can have big, fast, strong, talented players, but if they can't execute, you usually don't win. These guys are big, strong, fast, and they execute. So let's hear in a few comments from Wyatt Wasilenchuk following the victory.
All right, we have a fourth team in the Sunday quarterfinals. It's the Minot State Beavers, the defending national champions. I've got the head coach, Wyatt Wasilenchuk, with me. Wyatt, what a performance. I guess the best defense is a great offense because you guys didn't let them out the puck.
Yeah, you know what? That's how we kill the puck, right? When you're in a tight game, we really focus on, hey, get pucks deep and work their D and make sure that we're, getting pucks behind them and making it tough on them, It's the best way to kill the puck, and that was our focus tonight. Because we knew that, hey, even with a 3-goal lead going into the third period, that's a darn good team. A lot of talent over there, and you give one up, and all of a sudden, you're really fighting. So I thought we did a good job tonight of, just sticking with our systems and what we've worked on all season.
Keeping them below 10 shots for a game is incredible, especially with the parity and, like you said, the talent over there. So was the key keeping the puck? Is that really what it was?
Yeah, we've got a big, strong core. They're all veteran guys. I think that's a team effort. That's our back check. That's our buy-in to blocking shots and getting back to the net, protecting our house. As cliche as all those things sound, what we focus on every day in practice. We battle hard in practice. We do net front every single day. We work hard on our D zone, and obviously it showed a little bit tonight.
How difficult it is on your goaltender to face that few shots and still stay as sharp as he was?
Yeah, luckily we got a great one. Jake's fantastic. You know what, whether it's 10 shots or 40 shots, he's one of the best. And you know what, tonight he was tested in third gear a few times. He had a couple great days, and he stood tall. So, you know, I know as a former goalie, that can be a little tough sometimes, but he's got a little better mindset than I did when I was a goalie, I suppose.
All right, let's talk about the quarterfinal round. It's one game at a time. We know that. You get a day off now, and then you get to reset for Sunday night. Your thoughts on going into the quarterfinals?
You know what? I think this year we've really focused on faceless and a nameless opponent. That's kind of been our MO all season. It doesn't matter who you play, right? Everybody at this level, everybody at the next round is a darn good team, and it's a point flip. But you create your own luck, right? You work hard, you do things the right way, you stick to your systems and your values here.
How nice was it tonight, especially in the tournament, to be able to look down your bench and see a full roster of guys who were pretty much healthy?
Yeah, it's been nice. You know what, obviously, missing those three or four guys for pretty darn extended periods of time. You know, wore on us a little bit, but at the same time, no excuses, right? We battled through it, right? We had some ups and downs, and you know, it is nice to finally have a full roster, obviously, and seeing those guys produce because they mean so much to us as a team.
But number 29 was a force tonight, I thought. He was in my camera range every time I pulled it out. So what does he mean for you to have him in front of the net?
Sheldon Howard is, he's a very imposing big man. And he's like one of our fastest skaters. He gets full and it's tough to stop him. And he shoots the puck like a pro, as we saw in that first goal tonight. And, he helps on that power play tremendously. He's a big body that's tough to move. He skates really well. He's got good hands and great shots. We're really fortunate to have him.
Well, thanks for your time. Good luck in the quarterfinals and the rest of the way.
There you go, Wyatt Wasilenchuk telling us a little bit about Minot State hockey. No surprises, right, Stephen?
No, not no surprises whatsoever. I mean, they are going to be a tough out for sure. And
all right, let's jump into the captain. Carter Barley had a chance to visit with him as well afterwards. Here we go.
All right, welcome back in, hockey fans, to the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast. I've got the defending champion, Minot Beavers captain, with me. I've got Carter Barley with me. Carter, a game tonight where you held them to less than 10 shots, I think. Best offense is a good defense, or best defense is a good offense, or what?
Yeah, you know, I think coming into this game, we just kind of wanted to keep it simple. Everything in our D zone, we just wanted to get it out. Our D did a really good job, just, like I said, keeping it simple and, you know, chipping pucks out. Our wingers, they were well on the walls. They were getting the puck out. So, you know, keeping a team down to 10 shots is, you know, very good for this national tournament. So,
okay, last year you win the whole thing. You've been carrying that target around with you, getting everybody's best shot every night. You went through some injuries and adversity. Everybody's pretty much back now and healthy for you. What does it mean to look down the bench and go like, hey, we've been here, done this, and everybody's a part of it?
Yeah, you know, we have a lot of returners from that last year's national championship, so I think everyone knows kind of what it takes to win it, so I think that's really important for us. And, you know, throughout the whole season, we've been playing, you know, top teams, and we've been getting their best, so I think that helps us really, really good for this national tournament. Lots puts together a tough schedule for us in the season, so just preparing us for these national tournaments. You know, we get the best resume, like you said, and sorry, I got stuck behind you. And yeah, you know, I think it's good for us because, you know, like I said, in the middle of the season there, we were playing, you know, those NCAA teams, and we kind of playing those guys and seeing how good they are, you know, really prepared us for this, I think. And like you said about the injuries, you know, we were playing really shorthanded in the kind of end of season, getting those guys back, and you know, rolling four lines is good for us. We can wear down some good teams. So.
Tell me a little bit about Sheldon Howard and what he means to you. He has such a big body in front and skates so well and can score when he needs to. And he's just a force, isn't he?
Yeah, he played, pardon my language, but he played a hell of a game today. When you have a man that big on the ice, I feel like it creates a lot of space for other guys, and that's what he does for his line mates, Arnold and Peterson. And yeah, he had a huge goal today to get the boys going, and that's what we need from him. So
no matter where you guys go, the Beaver faithful follow you. They were loud, they were proud, they were wearing red and white and green and every color that you guys have.
Yeah.
How does that mean to you guys?
Oh, it's huge for us. The support we have here is. It's tremendous. I think the horns kind of got the ACHA a little mad, and I think they put a can to that. But it's a long travel for them, and it's huge for us because it's that support, that noise that we need in the crowd.
Carter, thanks for your time, and good luck the rest of the way. Okay,
thank you.
Carter Barley, been there before. Steven knows what it's all about.
Yeah. It talked about the horns too that they brought in and stuff.
Yeah, he was disappointed that you weren't there because he wanted you to really hear those. So.
Oh yeah.
No, you don't think so.
There's always next year, I suppose.
Well, we know where it's going to be next year, right?
It's going to be right there, in the same building.
Exactly, and Monday I'm going to visit with one of the gentlemen from the St. Louis Sports Commission, so we'll hear. Just how long it's going to be there and how important it is to the community of St. Louis and how proudful they are of actually being able to host it. So we'll talk about that. Okay, so you got the breakdown for today's game. Can you give us who the matchups are?
Yes, so the first matchup of the day, it starts in just a little bit here, is Missouri State, who upset
Number 21 Missouri State.
That's right. They won their game over Utah. They're taking on UNLV, the number 5 seed, and so that'll be see what happens with that. Then the second game of the day, Purdue Northwest will be taking on Maryville. That's at 1:30 p.m. Central Time. I should mention the UNLV Missouri State game starts at 10:15 a.m. Central Time, so 8:15 here at the Pacific Time Zone. Purdue Northwest, yeah. Then you have University of Mary, which I think this is gonna be could be a good game. University of Mary, the 10 seed, taking on number 7 Liberty at 4:45 p.m. Central Time. Very intriguing to see how that one turns out. And then the last game of the day, Ohio gets a little bit of a break maybe because they're gonna take on Oswego State, who was the last.
Oswego State. They're gonna punch you, I tell you, or they'll punch me for you.
That's why I stay in hiding.
Oswego State
against Ohio University.
It's gonna be a bad time. Anyway,
so is that worse than when I mixed up where the Oklahoma schools played? Is that
yeah, that got you in trouble too, by the way. 5, 6, 7, and 8, UNLV, Maryville, Liberty, Ohio taking on in respectively number 21 Missouri State, number 11 Purdue Northwest, number 10 Mary, and number 24 Oswego State. Another exciting day at the Centene Community Ice Center. Looking forward to bring it all to you. Tune in tomorrow at the same time and you can hear the complete recap. I'll try to get all the coaches and a player from each team again so we can do this fairly. It's going to be fun. This is where we're getting down to the nitty-gritty now. After this, it's quarterfinal Sunday, semifinal Monday, and championship Tuesday.
Yes, and go to our Instagram at ACH Top 20 Podcast. Help us build that up a little bit. We've been putting pictures up. You've been sending me a lot of pictures, and I comb through the best
ones. What about the X account? What's our X account?
Oh, I'm getting there.
Okay.
We got followers, and we're getting followers. Our follower count's going up there too. So, and legitimate followers too, not the bots that sometimes follow these accounts. But so people can continue to follow at @ACHA_ITHSW podcast as before, and we'll have stuff there too. But we really want to get our Instagram page going and stuff, and I'm promoting the Instagram because you're sending me the videos too of these interviews that you're playing on the show here, and we can put them up and don't have to worry about a time limit and stuff. So
you can see the facial expressions. They're pretty good.
And the pictures have been great too. And you look like you're taking those with a professional camera, but you're not. You're taking those with, well, I guess it is in a way. It's the your new iPhone. So it's
yeah. Well, it helps to get in the cutout. And once you're in the cutout, it helps to
that's true. You don't
be
have to
able
worry
to get
about
some good clear photos. But yeah, that camera is amazing. It does a fantastic job. So anyway, take it away, my friend. I got to get going to a hockey game.
Yeah, I definitely want to let you go because. I definitely need to let you go to that first one for sure because I'm gonna be interested in that one too. I won't be able to watch it unfortunately, but I'll get your updates, I guess. From the NCHC.TV studios, this is the American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast presented by IceTimeHockeyWest.com. Liberty University, bring your faith and your game to the premier ACHA M1 program on the East Coast. See us at liberty.edu. University of Central Oklahoma, first-class experience on and off the ice. For more information, go to uco.edu or ucohockey.com. Jesse Ray's Barbecue, lunch, catering, dining in or out, or just getting our award-winning barbecue sauce. We're at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. UNLV Hockey, follow the Skating Rebels Championship Quest. For schedule and ticket information, go to rebelhockey.com. FedEx, ship, manage, track, deliver, the official delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. Adrian College, championship hockey culture, and a nationally rated small private school education at adrianbulldogs.com. Maryville Women's Hockey, go to marylebulldogs.com for schedule and ticket information. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, with Caesars Rewards, members can enjoy rates as low as $10 a room. University of Arizona Hockey, visit arizonawildcathockey.org and become part of one of the West's most historic hockey programs. Jets Pizza, lunch, dinner, and catering as well at jetspizza.com. University of Mary, new league, new level, same goal. Visit us at goumary.com. The Tag Creative Group, help us create that one-of-a-kind gift for you or someone special. Go to redbubble.com and search T. Grand Rudd. Oklahoma University Hockey, the action you crave, only faster at ouhockey.net. The American Collegiate Hockey Top 20 podcast is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network and is live every week on the Podbean app and is available on your favorite podcast platform at ITHSW Podcast, all one word. Again, search ITHSW Podcast, all one word. Subscribe, rate, and review any of our podcasts to help others find the show.
Hey, only 2 minutes long today. We're getting better.
Is it snowing there?
No, it's beautiful. Sunshine today. It's a little chilly, but it's sunny. And we're ready to go for some great hockey.
Are you in the parking lot again?
M1 National Tournament.
Are you in the parking lot again?
No, I'm in the beautiful Campbellwood Suites, and I did want to throw that out there. Thank you to them for a great internet. It worked very well, so I'm very pleased with that. I'm on my way to Centene as we speak. Good night, everybody.
Enjoy the games today.